Thank you. Days have Kartik, our Kartik Vrat have passed without any obstacles, troubles. Today we have Hilolkun Valpok Ratna Devi Taranchan and Shyamvedi, after that Narad Kun, etc. You had darshan today. You heard kathas also of those spots and places. The main aim of all this is that there is very strong potency in all these places. In the spots and places, it is similar power like Krishna himself. That is why we conditioned souls through life and life. We are wandering in this cycle of birth and death. We are in this bodily consciousness and anything connected to this body, we consider to be mind, getting Bhagavan. We are getting all sorts of troubles. By going to these places, these moods are removed. We will get Krishna Bhakti and we can be established in our Siddhi Swarup. Especially these pastimes that appear in Katha, they are not different from Bhagavan. These pastimes Katha, you can get such potency, such power that you can easily stay away from these troubles. We will perform bhakti to Bhagavan and be established in our Siddha Swarup. There is no other method for jivas to cross over this ocean of material world. That is why in Kartik Vrat we visit all these awesome places and perform kirtan and speak about pastime places. Today we went to Narad Kun. One Maharaj. What Katha is there? Speak in brief. With the guidance of Guru and Krishna performing our Vajmandra Parikram, today the places that we visited today, Narad Kun, that place, past time, Guru has ordered me to speak something of Narad Kun. Naradji's character and the past time story of this Narad Kun, we see in all the past times that Naradji has performed so many services to Narad can also be translated as Jnani, or somebody who has knowledge of Bhakti, described as Acharya Pada. There, the knowledge of Bhakti is there, or Naradji, he is infusing this knowledge in everybody's heart. This Acharya Pada Gurudev is describing that Naradji rather go in transcendental pastime by hearing them, especially pastimes of Sringara with Radha and Govind, by hearing them, and one develops greed for Sringara. That greed, when somebody desires for, then what he will do? He Narad Muni became greedy for this, and thousands of years at Kusum Sarovar he performed austerity for thousands of years, and he achieved the Gopi Bhav, and he answered to Radha and Govind. It is described that Naradji is performing so beautiful art. Also we see that he is told all parts about Naradji. Sundar Devi herself, along with Sadashiv, all these dialogues were spoken. Unless and until we do not demonstrate towards all these thoughts, and we cannot enter these thoughts. And even by Sukriti from innumerable lives, it is said that if suppose if greed develops in some heart, we can understand also life in Naradji's life. From Ramgada to Krishna's pastimes, all pastimes of Krishna, Naradji, how he is present in all his pastimes and serving the Lord. Jnana Vairagya, we also see the character of Naradji. He is Naradji's son, this Naradji. And how he has taught Jnana and Vairagya to the sons of Krishna Prabhu, described very beautifully how he gave knowledge to Daksha, how it is said about Bhakti, Jnana and Vairagya. If somebody has the speech of Bhagavan Vasudev, actually Jnana and Vairagya some unbacked material subject, naturally results all these things. We see in Naradji's last time that how the Daksha's 10,000 friends, how he provides Jnana and Vairagya to them. Or if a disciple goes to the Guru with faith, then a Guru infuses Jnana and Vairagya into promotion towards Bhakti. We see in Narad Muni's character how he has done in so many ways, so many times he has contributed in this world. Naradji, there is only, one river which can go towards two times, and then all the rivers are flowing towards one direction. Or maybe when there is flood, then it might start flowing in opposite direction. But when it is dry, we can see that it starts flowing again in the other direction. This is that river which is flowing simultaneously in both directions. Very strange question. But Naradji is right. Asking only question. He described that our life and death is ocean or river of birth. Yes, see, I'm thinking, I'm increasing. But this is true. My life is increasing. But actually, my life is blessing. I have a different time for which I am supposed to be living, and all of us are supposed to towards death. That specific time when we will reach? What? We are reaching nearer and nearer to that place. I am going to say, which is that chakra, which is that wheel. Don't have a root, but it is still the Vedic. We call chakra. We are also passing the call chakra. Another thing is very funny. We get one female, one lady who is visiting all the houses that lady is described. Death visits everybody's houses. It is. Nobody is prepared from her visit. And by hearing all these knowledge gives, announces and provides them also later. We give them their realization experiences. As Narad Gopi, he brought the introduction to his fitness. They came up over life. They obedience to Narad Ji, and may he also infuse this energy in our life.
Different vibe. heart, in Krishna's heart, so that Krishna was ready to go to Mathura, to leave Braj, to go to Mathura, to pay attention to all his devotees there, because Krishna, although he is bound by the love of the devotees here in Braj, he also has to pay attention to all his devotees everywhere, starting with Vasudeva Devaki. Then, Narad Muni also, from the beginning of creation, he's had so many important disciples. Ratnanda Prabhu and Narayana, he said, especially four specific disciples. Srila Vyasa, disciple from Narayana, of Narayana. So Srila Gurudev, there's so many times recounted how Vyasa, having compiled the whole Vedic literature, Upanishad, the Vedas, divided the Vedas into four, Upanishad, then when enlarged on the meaning of the Upanishad, he provided the Purana, and then to explain all the Itihasas, Mahabharata, to explain the meaning of all the Upanishads and Vedas. He provided Vedanta Sutra, still he wasn't satisfied. And then Narada Muni came and said, oh Prabhu, you've done so much work, so much hard labor, why are you not satisfied? Why are you looking so morose? So then Vyasa said, oh, Your Honor, you're a doctor, I think. In the Vedic astrology, the Vedic medicine, the patient doesn't have to tell the doctor what's wrong. The doctor just doesn't look at him, but he's smoking, he'll just tell him. Then he tells the patient what's wrong. So Narada Muni told Vyasa, what's wrong? You have to glorify first the activities, pastimes of Krishna in Braj. Little bit of the Purana. But how the Sakis are playing with Krishna, they're wrestling, and sometimes they defeat Krishna. Saying, no, I didn't know about this. How Mother Yashoda is twisting Krishna's ear, chasing him, tying him up. Oh, I didn't know these things. How I didn't know these things? And how the gopis is fighting Krishna completely. How he's begging them, please don't take the Rastas. I can't live without you. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. No, I don't think so. Then Narada Muni instructs him how he can enter Samadhi and how he can see all these pastimes. And then writes the beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the devotee of Krishna after Krishna himself has left this planet. Srila Vyasa and Pralada Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, are also the very prominent of this world. Valmiki would speak that way. And Narada Muni came, Valmiki wanted to kill him. Narada Muni said, stop! And he couldn't move. Well, they said, what are you doing? Why are you robbing? So Valmiki said, I'm supporting my family. Oh, so you think your family is going to share your sinful reaction? Of course. But why did you go and ask them? So he consulted with his family, mother, father, and other. You have to support us. Children? No, you have to support us. Why? No, it's your business. Then they went back to Narada Muni. They don't want to, I have to face all the reactions myself. And then Narada Muni instructed him. He tried to get him to chant, Ram, 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 Ram. He couldn't chant because it's so simple. So, okay, you chant death. Mara, 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 Ram, 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 Ram. Like this chanting for 60,000 years. If we try to chant Hare Krishna for 10 minutes, moving here and there, mosquito comes and all samadhi is finished, bound like this. Valmiki is sitting 60,000 years and the ants are coming and eating up his flesh. And he's just preserving his life with his bones. And then after this, Brahmin instructed him how he could compose his Anushtha Mita, how he composed all Ramayana. So, Srinara Muni has such eminent disciples. We have Rath Maharaj, also right down the dynasty.
Dhruva Maharaj.
And when he took Darshan, the Srimati Radhika, in Ravel, the Ravel instructed him, you should go to Narada Kund and they should perform austerity and they can get Sarupa as a gopi. So Narada Muni also, he performed austerities in Narada Kund. And by the grace of Srimati Radhika, he got gopi Sarupa as Narada gopi. So Narada Muni is Acharya in our mind of bhakti. He's the embodiment of bhakti. He's empowered to distribute bhakti throughout the universe. And we're very fortunate to be coming in the sort of succession from Narada Muni. And that we're sitting at the lotus feet of Sri Narada Muni, very, very eminent representative, the embodiment of all the instructions of Sri Narada Muni. So I pray at the lotus feet of Sri Narada Muni and Sri Gurudev to give me some sprinkle of mercy that I can understand these past times and that they'll come into my class. I think once you have a good time, you can understand it if you're away.
Although Naraji, he has expansion in heaven. Near Narayan also he has an expansion. Near Ramchandra ji also he is. In Dwarka Mathura also. In Vrindavan also he has a swarup. In Mahaprabhu's pastimes also, he is present there as Srivas. He is facing all sorts of prakars, especially from Shivji, Shankarji. He hearing the pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna, he develops a greed for Gopi Bhav and Gopi body of a Gopi. He wanted that. How can I see this body? And how will I be able to serve Radha and Krishna in this form? That is why here Govardhan Ji is fulfilling the desires of all. He knew this. He came at the foothills of Govardhan, and this Narasimha is right here, residing there for a long, long time. He served Bhagwan with Samadhi. He worshipped him. I think that Kapal Mantra and Kam Gayatri, he must have used these, must have chanted these. And after many, many days of chanting these, his desire was fulfilled by the Lord's mercy, and he got a Gopi day. And it was called Naradi Gopi, the name was given. He gained perfection in this place. Those people who have such rare desire residing in Govardhan, who will worship him, they will also be able to fulfill their desire. Somewhere it is also written that in Sakyaras also is his Swarup Madhumangal, and in Gopi Rupi is Naradi Gopi. A pleasure.
And now, of course, we are going to these pastime places. These pastime places which we are visiting have the same potency as Krishna. By going there, by hearing the Harikatha there, by touching the nuts of these places, then our the endless cycle of material existence named samsa is destroyed. And the feelings that go with it, in terms of I and mine, are also destroyed by touching and dancing to these places. These holy places also have the power to be so one, see the truth, one's eternal identity. This Vivekata also has the same potency as Sri Krishna himself. He has great power to remove unhappiness. And for the conditioned soul of this world, there is no superior process. There's an interesting prospect places that beginning to have a guitar associated with him. Today we went to Sinanakuni. Sinanakuni has many truths. One is the heavenly planet, one is Vaikuntha with Srinarayan, one is Yogya with Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan, in Dwarka also, in Rajamandra also, and Srinagari Dham also. With these unlimited truths, he takes all types of rasa. Especially hearing from Sri Sadashi, he developed a great greed to achieve the spiritual body of a gopi and to serve a gopi bhava. Therefore, performing austerity there is not good around the worship, yet he's trying to form Sadhguru Radhakrishna under the anugraha or the guidance of the gopis. Therefore, Nanakun is at the feet of Govardhan, and who is Giridhar Govardhan? He fulfills all desires. Therefore, Siddhartha, for a long time, performed worship of Sri Radhakrishna by use of the Gopal Mantra and the Kal Gayatri. After a long time, Bhagavan gave him Gopigaya, spiritual body, and he became Nadi Gopi. He achieved his perfection there. Also, some places have been written that it has three Madhavanto, that Siddhartha really takes Sankhya around there also, in the past time.
We have trouble with that. There is
no sound.
Reading.
Krishna.
Taking the Sakhas along with him. He reaches this Govardhan at the foothills of Govardhan and raising the cows. In the different caves of this mountain, he is performing different pastimes. He is performing afternoon pastimes, Madhyan Lila, the topmost pastimes. In Radha Kumar, you are fortunate that you have come to this place. Here, Krishna, taking all the cows and calves, with the cups of their ears, the flute sound emanating from the lips of Krishna, they are drinking with the cups of their ears. The cows who were grazing the grass, now they lift up their heads and their ears lifted up also. In great attention, they are listening to this flute song. This grass, they forget everything. Total bliss, they are just listening to this flute song. And the calves, who were drinking the milk from their mother's udder, that now they have forgotten to drink this milk. It just stays in their throat. They can swallow it. Now they can just throw it out. Such is the condition of fame. And from the cows and the calves' eyes, a stream of tears begin to flow up, tears of pain. In the first slope, it was so. Oh, these does of the Braj, they are so fortunate. They don't have intelligence, because so, like some hunter is calling them by playing flute. When they by playing flute, they hypnotize the doors and they kill it by hitting them with sticks. Such foolish species are these doors. By hearing the flute song of Krishna, they come near him. And following them, Krishna Sar, the friends of Krishna also, their husbands, and they are begging pranay from Krishna by their glances. If the deers are in this condition, then those cows which are being maintained by their own, by his own hands, Krishna is maintaining the cows by his own hands, and all the time he is with these cows, what to speak about them? There he pats them, he embraces the calves just like Sakhas, he embraces them. What will be their condition? What kind of love they would have, affection they would have towards Krishna? Think carefully. These does and deers have such love. And how much love and affection we have? How much? Wait.
You
must feel it. If you don't have this, then feel distressed, feel sorrowful. That, oh, we don't have this. So, these gopis, this Gavatsha Shlok, they are describing the glories of the cows and the calves.
Breathing.
Are that flute song of this flute is not just sound, it is nectar.
That
it is not this Amrit nectar of the heavenly planets. This nectar is a very special transcendental Amrit emanating from the lotus lips of Krishna. By the, they are filling the cups of their ears with this sound. Hearing this flute song, wherever the cows are, they become stunned and still. They have turned their ears towards the direction of the sound. The cows can turn their ears, if you have seen. They have turned towards the direction of the sound. Now they are drinking this nectar, filling up their ear cups of their ears with this nectarian sound and drinking it to the fill. And that grass which they were grazing, now it is right in their mouth there. They cannot swallow, neither did they throw it up. Why do they raise their heads?
So that
if the ears will be higher, then this nectar will remain up, it will not fall down, it will enter inside them. So like this, the cups of their ears are used for drinking this nectar. Drinking this nectar, they are just still drinking and drinking, and they don't become satisfied. And the cup, the others are flowing, overflowing with milk automatically. The cows were drinking this, but as soon as they heard the flute song, this nectar, they are also now drinking this nectar and forgot to drink this milk which is flowing from the udders of their mother. Their udders of their mothers is in their mouths, forgotten to drink. The milk which was that, it is just remains there. Enter their stomachs from their stomach. All their activities are forgotten. Just like they are standing still, like a non-movable entity. And because of presence of fame towards Krishna, the milk which is flowing from the udders of their mothers, they forgot to drink it also. It just keeps flowing. And like this, how fortunate are these cows and these calves? We are staying in our homes. Krishna is playing his flute. Nectar is flowing from his flute. But just like the cows and calves and the does and deer, we cannot drink this nectar. We cannot, through the cups of our ears, we cannot drink it. We neither can have darshan of that Govind. Both of them, the deer, the does, and the cows and calves, all of them become still after hearing this flute song. So much attraction they have towards the, they have found so much rust, so much nectar in this flute song of Krishna. Who is describing all these? Now, After 3-4 days, he's going to die. Parikshit Maharaj. And these three pastimes from Krishna, he is speaking. Nothing is speaking. Just he is saying, hear this pastime. And Parikshitji is becoming also so absorbed. What kind of emotions are, waves of emotion are rising in his heart? And just he is at his, near his death, you cannot imagine what condition he is in. He, I think, the way he is describing himself, he is speaking to his mother, that mother, Krishna, you forget that he is your father-in-law. That's the way the gopis consider him to be their beloved. You also should think that. And then you can imagine, if you tell him to his mother, what he is himself thinking, what kind of moods arise in his heart. He is definitely also in gopi bhav. Translation.
Therefore, Krishna is taking his thousands of friends and the suckers, the outrageous to go with him. How many varieties of sakshas are performed in his unlimited cave? And his eyes are Radhakund and Shankund, where Radha Krishna performed their Madhyamik Lila, which is the topmost of all pastimes performed in Vrindavan, in Radhamandal. And how fortunate we are to be sitting in this very same place. Devana Gopis are describing just eating out by drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute. With their ears like cups, they are drinking the nectar of the Vedas. The grass is in their mouth, therefore the grass is not going inside, nor is it going outside. In essence, they have become sun, and the grass is simply remaining in their mouth. The calves, in a similar way, are also becoming ecstatic. Becoming something like in the sound of Krishna's fruit. The milk is not going in their stomach, nor is it falling from their mouth. From the calves and the cows, loving tears of ecstasy are flowing from their eyes. In the previous verse, we heard Dhamya Prabodhi, Abhidhari Hiyahita. All sakis, the deer are most fortunate, even though they are foolish and have no discretion. They are going right near to Krishna, and their husbands who are Krishna star are also following. Their husbands are not disturbing them, and the deer are bathing in pranaya, loving relationship with Krishna by their glances. Never how fortunate are the cow. Krishna is nourishing them with his own hands. And without umbrella or shoes, Krishna is moving here and there with them. Krishna hugs the necks of the calves like suckers, like friends. Therefore, how much that we should measure how much prem we have compared to the suckers of Krishna or the calves. Therefore, this is not a food sound, it is actually nectar. This nectar is not the nectar of the heavenly planet. It is the African nectar, the transcendental nectar emanating directly from the lips of Sri Krishna. And drinking that nectar, the ears of the cows have become like donors, like the cup. And they turn towards Krishna with their heads in the air, so the nectar will not go in one ear and out the other, but rather it will stay there. Here the nectar that is not, they are forgetting they are chewing grass, and the grass is not falling in, it is not going inside their stomach, nor falling from their mouth. The cows are not satisfied by hearing, they want to hear more and more. And the cows, their situation is also similar. With their mouths on the udder of their mother, their son, they are forgetting to drink the milk. The milk is not going inside or outside. Brother, the cows have become sons. All their other activities are finished, and they are simply drinking the nectar of Krishna from sound. Because their loving affection to Krishna has increased unlimitedly, they are forgetting to drink the milk. The gopis say, how fortunate are the cows and the calves that go with Krishna. Alas, the gopis say, we are in our home, and we are not fortunate like the animals, like the deer and the calves. We cannot taste the nectar of the fruit of Krishna, know that we have your teacher Krishna and have done it like the animals. We are unable to do like that. Therefore, how much nectar is in the Vedavim, the sound of Sri Krishna's flute? And how much nectar is in the Vedavim prescribed by Sri Krishna? Who is speaking this? This is spoken by Krishna Maharaj. And who is hearing his mother? Sri Krishna Maharaj will die in just a short time. But what is he doing? He is not doing anything. He is simply hearing the Gita Kathas. Therefore, Krishna Maharaj says, oh mother, you shouldn't forget that Krishna's mind is suffering.
Father-in-law.
You should forget that relationship with Krishna. And you should have a relationship with Krishna as my beloved, just like a gopi. And you think of Krishna after so many comments that both Sri Krishna's mind and his mother are both endowed with gopi power.
Of 25, has given a photograph, unprecedented,
has moved astonishing kingdom on this earth. He said that one day, before Rasulullah has not taken place, Christians don't have an opportunity to meet with and try to go with. But the Christian, he went into the forest in a very inaccessible place and began to play upon his flute. And called Rasulullah. Rasulullah came from all corners, whatever they're doing, they rock and they ran there and they surrounded Sri Krishna. And chanting, they touched his feet and stood silently. Krishna looking at their beauty. Oh, how beautiful. But then he noticed one thing. Srimati Radhika was not there. She was not present. The Sakis were not there. So Sri Krishna told them,
don't go away.
Radhika, in the unconscious position, to the Kutir of Kolamasi Devi. And after some time, Sri Krishna arrived there. He was brought there by Bhagavanga. So when Sri Krishna arrived, Kolamasi Devi said to him, just look and see, what is this? And Krishna cleared the sky to see someone was unconscious inside. Who is she? Bhagavanga said, hey, lightning lives inside the cloud. But if lightning is coming out from the cloud, it cannot go back inside and hide. In other words, if you say, oh, this Kishori, she's living in your heart, now she's come outside, you cannot deny it. Sri Krishna said, oh, Holy Mother, for the nothing, this boy has a disease of Vayu. It made his mind disturbed. And it had this habit also to make false allegations against innocent people. I don't know who she is. Kolamasi said, oh, we know why she is unconscious. Because of your sweet name, she has so much affection for you. So you should save her life, to go and touch her. She said, this is against Dharma. I cannot do it. Kolamasi Devi said, no, I am your guru, Jan. If you follow me, you will be following Dharma. As a reaction of Adama, this is mine, I am telling you to do it. Consider. Oh, please, I don't want to disobey you. Please give me another instruction. So then Brinda Devi, she took Krishna and brought him inside the kutir and sat him down. And said, look on her. How beautiful she is. She's dying without you. Please touch her. But Krishna was silent. Could not move, he could not say anything. So Brinda Devi, she fell at the feet of Sri Krishna. Oh Krishna, please save her life. But falling at the feet of Sri Krishna, it was only a trick. Because she took the feet of Krishna and put them on the heart of Radhika, there and then. And as soon as Radhika was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, her eyes began to open and she looked and saw, oh my darling brother, my beloved is there. But Sri Krishna, his reaction was astonishing. Why? When he came inside that Madhapuchya and saw Radhika there, he was affected by so many sattvic vikars that he couldn't understand if this is Radhika or if this is one Swarna Murti, one golden Murti. He thought, they have brought me here just to test my reaction, how I react. But when he goes to speak such as the heart of Radhika and she opened her eyes, he realized, oh, directly, this is Vrishabhanu Nandini. And Krishna, this young, he became nervous and afraid and ashamed, right to say his soul. And see, Krishna immediately ran out of the kutir, saying, pranam to Purnamasi Devi. And stumbling, he could not walk because his feet were so embarrassed. Keeping his hands on the shoulder of Bali Mata, and he fled from there. As he was going now, the kumkum from the breast of Radhika was on his lotus feet, and it came on the grass here over them. At that time, two pulindigos, one name is Mali, and the other name Brindi, and they came there, and they took this kumkum from the grass, became overwhelmed with love, and smeared it on their bodies. So Srila Deepa Goswami explained this commentary. He said, when Radhika, for the first time, felt the touch of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, how ecstatic she was, how happy she was, with words no one can describe. And therefore, in this verse, Purna Purinda Uragaya Padap Jaraga, Rajagopis are speaking by Taimutik Nyai. Taimutik Nyai? Logic of Kim Bhutta. Yes? If this person, this man in front, if he's 10-year-old boy, he can lift 500 kilos. How Kim Bhutta, what does he become with his father, Harishkami Yogi? It's called logic of Kim Bhutta. So through the medium of this verse, Rajagopis are saying, if the Pulindi girl, by the touch of this kumkum from the breast of Radhika that was on the feet of Sri Krishna, only by touching this, they became completely ecstatic and all their desires were fulfilled. Then Kim Bhutta, how much more ecstatic Srinathi Radhika was to feel the touch of Sri Krishna's lotus feet? Words cannot describe it. Unprecedented. Srila Jiva verse 25, in his commentary on this verse of Srila Bhagavatam, Puna Puninda Urugaya Pradacharaga Sri Kumbhamena Dayata Sananandhikya.
In the end of Enugit, this slope comes where the Purvarang of Gopis is described. Without Purvarang, there is no meeting, and by meeting, only Purvarang is there. The Gopis Purvarang is ever fresh, ever new. And more they see Krishna every time their Purvarang increases for them. The Gopis are thinking, this is the first time in life we have never seen it. Also, she has never seen that this is the first time I'm seeing like this. New, fresh, ever fresh, their meeting. And she has this mood that is called Purvarag. And that anurag, which when it gains all these static symptoms and becomes bhav, when the emotions she cannot control in the heart, the bhav themselves manifest and automatically they also get dissipated themselves. So this stage is known as bhav, and the stage of bhav is Shamanu Nandini, who is Purvarag Urugaya. This is this kumkum from Radhaji's chest, which is on the grass blade from getting the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. And now the aborigine girls of the low caste women who are called, they are from or residing around Govardhan. When they see this kumkum, they touch it and they all became ecstatic. Now, what kind of emotions and moods Radhaji has, and Radhaji herself, how she can absorb in this mood, that how the, what kind of anurag they have, these Hindi girls towards Krishna, that just by the touch of this kumkum, this bhav manifested in their heart. Dehita in herself is this who has, from whom kumkum has come. She herself describing in her words, how blissful are they, and I don't even know. The more a person has pain in her, his heart, they think that out of humility that we don't have anything. I don't have any bhakti. I don't have pain. Sometimes to be devoid of any prayer, she becomes even more and more eager. And that mood are described like this of Radhaji. That is why through this slope has been described in this way. Our acharyas have also described, our Goswamis have also said, this anurag, the way Radhaji is performing her kunda pastime, and when they heard Krishna's name from Radhaji, who I've never heard Krishna's name. And who is that male? Radharani is speaking, I've never seen him. And why? And the gopis are telling his name. And the gopis say, you are crazy. Just now you were performing your pastime and you just now forgot
These are the
in Anurag, these are the pinnacles of emotions. How? Rag, always one person wants to give service to their object of their love. They don't care about their bodily suffering.
If
Anurag is what pleasure they can give to the other beloved, and above that is Mahabhava. When they get the stage of that bhava cannot be controlled any longer and it becomes completely out of control, like in Mahaprabhu, similarly in Radhaji also and Braj Gopis also, these bhavas are seen. That is why Pura Kulinda, through this language slope, the gopis are the bhava of gopis are discussed. Very nice. Radhika ji also is speaking this shloka. She herself is speaking. Aho. The aborigine girls of this forest, the ladies, the aborigine females of this, their life is fortunate. They have become successful. She has forgotten that she is the dear most beloved of Krishna, and she herself is saying, oh, this she is the beloved. This kumkum from Krishna's lotus feet, which is now decorating their bodies, when he is walking on the grass, which is smeared with dew, then this kumkum comes from Krishna's feet on the blades of grass. Then when they see this, the aborigine girls see this, they develop calm in their hearts, increases calm in their hearts. They develop calm in their hearts. That kumkum had so much potency that first they got calm in their hearts. Then they got calm and they became desirous to pacify it. That very kumkum, they now put it on their face and all bodily limbs. They smeared their bodies. See, Radhika is saying that how fortunate they are. I don't have such anurag. This is the symptom of Mahabhava. Like this, if the Pulindi girls have such anurag towards Krishna, then what kind of attachment anurag they have towards Gopi, and what kind of anurag Radhika has towards Krishna? It is beyond description. It is very beautiful, this moment. Very beautiful. In all the Shastras, all the Acharya's opinions, especially those who are in the profession of Mahaprabhu. This is the topmost aim of all, should be, of all the Jivas. That's why I have invited you from various countries. These all pastimes are not described anywhere in the world. Sukadev Goswami, this Rastak Vichar, what he is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, what is the aim of this speaking? That this may manifest in our hearts also by seeing his moods, emotions and his service moods. That this is the aim of, pinnacle of aim of our life. If our aim is fixed, then from Upadesh Amrit you start. That is why Parikshit Maharaj is speaking on these topics. His frame. The frame is being described.
Therefore, all the scriptures have described that after the topmost achievement or upper origins is the frame of the golden, especially the conceptions coming from the teachings of the teachings of Imamahu. Therefore, all Jivas should understand that this is their topmost goal, and they should fix it very firmly in their hearts. Therefore, this guitar that we are hearing is just not being spoken here and there. We are very fortunate to hear this here. And what is the reason we are hearing such topics? By hearing these topics, we can develop some greed. Oh, if I could achieve this topmost prayer, my life would be successful. In this way, we fix our goal. And how to achieve that goal? Then we come to the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami and Jiva and Sri Upadesh Samrita. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, with his intention in his mind, is speaking such things and guitars in his mind. Thank you.
No.
To sing how he, you will hear now. You should try to sing how he's going to sing. That's why I'm telling who is singing.
Yeah.
high thing.
Thank you. Turned in those little pieces of paper. If you want to suggest any name for our
Yeah, and also at the registration booth, you can be heard there. And yet, for those who have not received this letter,